We continue in Tomer Devorah, where we began Perek Teshi'i, which means we began the Sugya of Malchut. And the first point was Yasim Atzmo Ke'ani, that a person should think of himself as the Ani, who needs Hashem. Od Shniya Pershu B'Sefer HaZohar V'hi Chashuva Me'ot. A second way to behave based on the Midah of Malchut, which is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Vayakhel, and it's very important. Yigle mimakom lemakom leshem shamayim. Now, literally, that means that a person should bring galut on himself, that he should exile, he should go from place to place, out of his comfort zone. Ubaze ya'ase merkava el ha-shechina ha-gola. And thereby, with this act of galut, he becomes a merkava, an upholder of the Shekhinah, which is in galut. Vidame atzmo, and he should think to himself, he should imagine, hare ani galiti, v'hare galu kle tashmishi imi. I went into galut, but I have my utensils with me. I have the things that I need. I brought along with me.
And the Torah is kli chemda
also, chazak uvaruch. Yes, I have the Torah with me, which is kli chemda. Ma ya'aseh kevod gavoa shegalta shechina v'chele ha'enam ima. But imagine the kavod of the Shekhinah that went into exile without her kelim. Shechasru besibat ha-galut, that they are missing because of the galut. We don't have the klei bet ha-migdash anymore. There's a pasuk in, you mentioned kli chemda, the Torah. There's a pasuk in Echa, malka v'sareha bagoyim en Torah. We say in Echa, malka v'sareha bagoyim en Torah. The king and the sarim are in galut, and there's no Torah. Gam nevi'eha lo matze'u chazon mehashem. And there's no nevi'im, there's no nevu'ah. So the klei ha-shechina, not only the shechina is in galut, but the klei ha-shechina is also in galut. V'lazeh, so this thought should cause the following. Yema'et b'chelav b'chol yecholto. He shouldn't take too many things with him. Kedichtiv kele gola asilach, like the pasuk says, take with you kelim of galut. Kele gola asilach, a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It's in one of the haftarot of the year. If I'm not mistaken, haftarat Shemot Va'era. Viachnia levavo bagola, and he should humble himself in the galut. Viitkasher b'Torah, and bind himself as much as possible, connect with the Torah itself. Ve'az shechina imo. And then the Shekhinah is with him wherever he goes. V'yaseh le'atzmo gerushim. And he should perform on himself gerushin. Gerushin means to be kicked out. V'yidgaresh mibet menuchato tamid. And he should allow himself to be chased out from his comfortable place. Kederech she'aya mitgaresh Rabbi Shimon v'chaverav v'oskim b'Torah. Rabbi Shimon and his chavraya, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, they were in galut all the time. You see in the Zohar always, they're traveling, they stop here, and now they set up a tent and they learn. And then they continue traveling. They went everywhere, north, south. Uma gam im yechatet raglav mimakom lemakom belisus v'rechev. How much more so if he walks more than riding his horse or his car? How much more so is it better? Alav ne'emar, upon him it says in the pasuk, Sivro al Hashem Elokav. We say it in Hallelujah, Halleli Nafshi et Hashem. So it says, Ashre she'el Yaakov be'ezro, Sivro al Hashem Elokav. which literally is talking about bitachon. Fortunate is the person who is sivro. What's in Hebrew sivro? Sever means hope. That's with a samech, and it's connected, but it's not the meaning here. It's not the, it is connected. I don't want to get into it right now. It would take some time. But sivro means his hope. Sivro al Hashem Elokav, his hope is to Hashem. He hopes to Hashem. That's bitachon. But he says here a pirush in reading it differently. If you change the dot from the left to the right on the sheen, it becomes shivro. Shivro lashon shever. Breaking. Pirshubo lashon shever. Shu meshaber gufo. Shivro, ashre she'el Yaakov bezo. Shivro al Hashem Elokav. He brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, I'm reading here from the Pirush of Gevya HaZahav. Lama katuv sivro velo amar tikvato. So it comes to teach us that we should read shivro. In other words, Shivro al Hashem Elokav, he accepts upon himself breakings. He accepts upon himself Yisurim al Hashem Elokav for the purpose of Kvod Shamayim, for the purpose of Kvod HaShekhinah, for connecting to the distress that the Shekhinah feels of Shechinta Bigaluta. So, Ashre She'el Yaakov Bezo. Hashem is going to give him great reward for that. So, we'll stop here in the reading. I just want to make one thought here. Because how can we connect to this? The tzaddikim, we know that this was a hanhaga of many of the tzaddikim, that they went into the galut. The Gaon Mivilna, the Baal Shem Tov, Noam Elimelech and his brother, Chafetz Chaim, all the great kedoshim, all the great tzaddikim, they were mekayem, they fulfilled this pshuto kemashmao. They went into galut and to places where the less they would be known, the better. They would go to places where they would not be known. And we may have many stories about tzaddikim who went into galut. And now we see that this is a tikkun in malchut. It's a tikkun in the sfira of malchut, a tikkun in the shechina, because the shechina is malchut and shechina is bigalut. So to connect with the shechina, to connect with the Midah of Malchut, they went into Galut. How do we apply this to ourselves? Before you ask your question, maybe this will help. How do we apply this to ourselves? And I'm just going to share with you a thought that I have. I don't know if this is the full explanation, but the truth is that one can experience Galut all the time. Well, one example, random example, you're sitting in shul, or you're sitting in the yeshiva in Bet Midrash, and you're told to move because it's not your seat. It's someone else's seat. And sach hakol, you went to the next seat. That's all. What you just experienced was galut. That's galut. You were all comfortable. You know how you get comfortable in your seat, right? Comfortable. And now someone tells you, it's a seat. It's not so comfortable, right? A person doesn't like that feeling. You try to make that transition as quickly as possible. Maybe no one will see, right? It's something that, it's a little bit of galut. If a person can take advantage of that moment and think to himself, I'm doing a tikkun for the shechina. Shechinta v'galut, I'm going into galut. It's a big kapara. The Gemara says in one place that if when you want to fight with the Yetzer Hara, so do this, Ekrat Shema, learn. There are a few things. And then the last one, it's a Gemara in Megillah. The last one, Limshof Miduchte. Let him jump from his place, for Amut. Just jump from your place, for Amut. What's that? What is that about? That's Galut. There is a Galut of for Amut. You hear this? So let's say you're in the dormitory, and you come the next semester, and they tell you, you have to use a different room. What do you mean? I'm all comfortable in my room. You don't like to switch rooms. Hey, I'm a senior. What's this over here? I mean, for a year, for 2 years, this was my room. Yeah, but we need your room. You need to change rooms. Or you go to a hotel and you're told to change a room. Or even the going to a hotel itself. That's galut, right? You think it's a nice galut. You think it's all comfortable. But you begin appreciating your home when you're in the hotel, right? That's a funny idea that going on a vacation could actually be a tikkun of the Shekhinah. It could be a way of galut. I'm being very serious. If we can think of this, if we can take advantage of all those times when we are told to leave our comfort zone, all of a sudden you realize the pillow that you're using is not, doesn't feel the same. What's going on? You know how right away you realize it's not your pillow? You know what I mean? And then you ask, what happened? Oh yeah, I decided to get new pillow. New pillows? I didn't ask for new pillows. What do you mean? I was just fine with my pillow. Can you tell me where my pillow is? No, these were old pillows. We threw them out. We had new pillows. No. What just happened? Galut. That's galut. You have to use a new pillow. Not so comfortable. That's galut. So for spoiled brats like us, who don't know the real meaning of galut, if we can be aware of those times in life, which come up all the time, where you have to make a little change from your comfort zone, where it's not as easy as it was, but you take it on because you say, this is something very important for me to do. This is something very important because I have to test myself to see if I can step out of that comfort zone. Things don't stay the same in life. Things change. That's called galut also. And if a person is mindful at that moment, he can achieve a great tikkun.
One question, what happens if, for example, you live around Eretz Yisrael and you take your galut but to Eretz Yisrael, is that the same galut?
I hate to break it to you, Rabbi Salomon. A person can be in the Beit HaMikdash itself and he can be in galut also. Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean you're not in galut. I hate to break it to you. And I don't mean to sound like anti-Zionist and all that. That's not my point at all. Not at all. That has nothing to do with the point. Person could go to Eretz Yisrael and he's in galut. Of course. Absolutely. All these cases that I just gave you, can they not happen in Eretz Yisrael? So no, that's galut. A person can be living, born, and all his life in Eretz Yisrael, and he's living in galut. It's very possible. Yeah, so that's galut because he changed his comfort zone. He went away from his home. He brought an example, the Talmud Dvorah brought an example from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where was he experiencing the galut? It was in Eretz Yisrael he was, right? So you see, and the Talmud Dvorah, I'm sure, is talking about himself as well. I'm sure, I have no doubt that Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero, you know, kept these words. And where was he? He was also in Sfat. He was in Eretz Yisrael. This tikkun of galut, until Mashiach comes, we have the inyan of galut. No matter where, no matter what. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is kind to us that he says, I don't know if you're able to handle the real, you know, galut. I'll give you other examples, easier examples, but take advantage of them. Take advantage.